Well, good evening, everyone. Hope you're all well, and hope you're all able to see the morning meeting, whether you were there physically or watching it online. So we're going to carry on with our series on Psalm 23, brought to us by Sidney Elliott, and we've been tremendously blessed by these in the recent weeks, and we trust that we'll continue this evening. But before we watch that, I'm just going to give a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, for your protection upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the meeting at church this morning, the ministry from your word, Lord, brought to us by the pastor from Mark. And as we come into this Easter week, as we look ahead to being able to remember and celebrate the death and resurrection of our Saviour Jesus Christ, just help us, Lord, to be thinking of these things in coming days, to remember the tremendous love and sacrifice that you made by sending your Son to die for us for our sins. So, Lord, just please bless us as we continue to be learn from your word from Psalm 23, a wonderful psalm of blessing and encouragement and comfort in times of difficulty and distress. We were tremendously blessed by what we've heard already about it. And we thank you, Lord, for those words that were penned by your servant King David many years ago and have a tremendous impact on us today and relevance. And just help us, Lord, to be able to learn from that. We just pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you'll open them up to us. Please use Sidney mightily, Lord, and bless the preparation that he has done, even though it may have been recorded a while ago. We just pray that with tremendous blessing and encouragement into our lives today. And so, Lord, we look forward to the day when we can meet together soon, physically. But we thank you, Lord, that in the meantime we can access these online recordings and have live online interactions as well. And we just pray that the right thing will happen in your perfect will and time. So, Lord, just encourage us all together in these days and enjoy this time of fellowship in this way. In Jesus' name, Amen. Every blessing to you all. And I hope to see you very soon. Stay safe, stay well. God bless.
Thank you again for watching our Sunday stream. With so much upheaval and uncertainty in these lockdown weeks, we've been looking together at Psalm 23, perhaps the best known and best loved of the Psalms, a psalm for dark days and difficult times. Needless to say, Psalm 23 has dried many tears and calmed many fears. It's given courage to the living and comfort to the dying. In 33 years of pastoral ministry, I've quoted Psalm 23 in homes and hospitals and hospices on countless occasions. Of course, this is one of 150 songs that make up the Hebrew hymn book, but none so precious as the 23rd Psalm. Composed by David, the shepherd, come king. It's his own personal testimony, his God's story, if you like, a clear statement of faith, the Lord, the covenant God, is my shepherd. I have a living, ongoing, day by day, moment by moment relationship with him. Don't forget it's part of a trilogy. Psalm 22, Psalm 23, Psalm 24 are messianic psalms, basically the whole sweep of God's salvation plan ahead of time. 1,000 years before he came, it's all about Jesus. He's the shepherd. So far, the shepherd's taken us from the pasture land to the riverside, where we've found rest and refreshment. As sheep, we wander off and land ourselves in danger and difficulty, and we've felt the shepherd's rod of correction, hard and painful though it's been, slowly but surely. We're learning to stay on the right road, living for his glory and the honour of his name. That's the opening half of the psalm. Now verse 4. It's time to descend into the valley. It's not where we would choose to go, but go we must, and go we do. And yet, thankfully, in the valley, we're assured of the shepherd's presence and protection. And that's how we'll come at this verse. Firstly, his presence. The valley, of course, is full of dread and danger and darkness. Great dread and danger and darkness. The Hebrew here means deep darkness. The deepest, darkest part of the valley, where the sun is almost hidden from view. Rocks and hills and mountains on either side. And the deeper we descend, the darker the darkness becomes. And of course, shadows are everywhere, cold and eerie and scary. Wild animals over the air. In the distance, wolves howling and wild dogs barking, echoing back and forth across the valley. And what's more, it's a region with a reputation. Thieves and robbers hiding nearby, scheming to steal the sheep. Obviously, in such danger and darkness, dread and fear can quickly begin to increase. Remember when you were young, in bed at night, seeing the shadow of a tree swaying outside the bedroom, making weird shapes on the curtain? We never slept a wink, and if we eventually managed to fall asleep, we'd end up having a terrifying nightmare. So we all understand the idea behind this verse. I wonder, where's the last place you'd want to be just now? The scariest spot. Don't forget, it's dark, and now there's a sudden sound and a piercing scream. I don't want to spook you, but I do want you to feel the fear. And of course, think sheep. If you were a cat, you could climb a tree and get away. If you were a lion, you could fight your way out. If you were a rabbit, you could run. Run, rabbit. Run, rabbit, run, run, run. But sorry to say, you're a sheep. No claws, no teeth to speak of, just teeth to nibble the odd bit and blade of grass. And as for running, your woolly jumper isn't what you would call slick and sleek and streamlined. It's basically ba-ba, bye-bye. But listen, David says, as his sheep, I fear no evil. I'm not scared. Why? Because you are with me. The shepherd, the divine shepherd, will never leave me and never let me down. You are with me. I have your calming, soothing presence. Today, shepherds drive their sheep from behind. In the Middle East, in Bible times, and even now, shepherds always go before their sheep, in front of them, leading them. And they speak and sing to their sheep. And no doubt David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, who loved to sing, sang to his sheep. And when they heard his voice, they knew he was there. They weren't on their own. And him being near brought them amazing assurance. Elsewhere in the Bible, we discover God sings over his people. He sings songs of deliverance and salvation. And now David takes off his shepherd's hat and gets down on all fours and views life from the level of a sheep. And he hears God singing over him, and he knows he's not on his lonesome. You are with me. I was with my dad's sheep and never left them. In a similar way, you are with me, and you will never ever leave me or forsake me. The illustration we gave earlier, lying in bed in the darkness, scared by the swaying shadows. What do? We shouted, Mom, Dad! We wanted someone bigger and stronger to come and sit in the bed and hold our hand and hug us. It's all right. I'm here. That made all the difference, didn't it? Fears fled fast. Well, says David, you're with me. You're by my side, better than Mum, better than Dad, better than anyone else, bigger than anyone else. And with a sure sense that you're there beside me, you're with me, and because you are, I'll fear no evil. Can I remind you, Christian, the shepherd of our soul is with us. He's always with us. He's never not with us. Whatever valley we face, whatever form the darkness takes, even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death itself, that final frightening valley, we have the solid promise of Jesus. I give to my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. How amazing is that? His presence makes the difference. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And then this, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. His presence, now his protection. Middle Eastern shepherds carried a rod and a staff. The staff or the crook was used to rescue a sheep or a lamb that fell into a ravine. He'd reach down, place his hook around its neck and pull it to safety. And so when the sheep saw the shepherd's staff, the shepherd's crook, that brought great comfort. The shepherd was there to save the day. Any slip, any slide, any stumble, the shepherd with his staff would do the business. But the shepherd also carried a rod or a club. And we said last week that this club was used to correct the wayward lamb. But listen, this club was also used to scare wild animals. If a wolf came too close, the skillful shepherd would throw his club and scatter the wolf pack. It was a weapon of deterrent. Of course, the Eastern shepherd also had a sling, and with practice and precision, he could kill at will. You remember David? He took his shepherd's sling, his catapult, and he brought down great Goliath of Gath, the overgrown Philistine giant. On another occasion, he killed a lion with his sling. The shepherd then was armed to the teeth, his sling and his rod, slaying and scattering any brute beast that dared to draw near. Now, with that in mind, we read these words with much more meaning, don't we? David says, just as my staff and my rod brought comfort to my flock, the fact that I know the Lord is my shepherd and he has a saving staff and a repelling rod in his hand comforts me. Listen, not only is our divine shepherd with us, his presence, he also comes between us and the enemy and protects us. And with gospel glasses on, Jesus is the rescuer. Just as the Eastern Shepherd reaches down with his crook, his staff, and saves his sheep from danger and disaster and death, so Jesus saves us from danger and certain disaster and eternal death. And just as the Eastern Shepherd with his rod scatters and defeats the enemy, so Jesus has struck a mighty blow and smashes our greatest foe forever. And so in dark days and difficult times, we have this confidence, the constant and continual and comforting presence and protection of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? His presence and his protection. Okay, what's all this to do with us today, right here, right now? Well, there's no question we're in a dark valley. That would be an apt way to describe the situation we find ourselves in, wouldn't it? And the valley is such a dangerous place to be. Yes, because of what might happen to us. There's a genuine threat to our lives and health and well-being. But remember, Jesus told us not to be overly concerned about damage to our bodies, the physical part of who we are. Instead, what's more important is the state of our souls, the spiritual part of us, the inner person. And that means the danger of the valley is much more about what happens in here, inside us, in us, than what happens to us. The danger of being in a dark season of life when doubts can destroy our faith. There's a sense in which darkness or the shadow of death means we might not see God or be aware of his presence. And as a result, debilitating doubts can find root and start to affect us and afflict us. And I don't know, but maybe you've experienced that already. There's something about how we're living at this time. You feel in a shadowy, shady place, and doubts are undermining your trust. Another thing is fear. Doubts and fears are both internal dangers, soul dangers, and fear can erode faith terribly too. That's where David is. That's what he's going through. And he's tempted to fear. Fear's a real spiritual enemy, and more than ever we can react to lockdown with fear, great fear. But the Christian can say with David, I'm not afraid. Even if stuff happens, even when things go badly wrong, I know the shepherd's there. It's his presence and his protection that helps me and holds me and comforts me despite the darkness and the scary shadows. Listen, the shepherd's presence is a powerful presence, and his protection is a powerful protection. I want you to get hold of that. I guess we could use the phrase, the expression, a conquering comforter or a strong defender. There are some situations in life when you want to be with someone who's so strong, someone who can handle themselves in a dangerous context, not because they're a threat to you, but a threat to those who might harm you and hurt you. Well, that's really how David depicts God. The Lord, his shepherd, is like a strong bodyguard, a mighty military escort, weapons of war at his disposal, at the ready, the staff to snatch us and save us when we slip and slide, and the rod, the club, the heavy baseball bat, if you like. He's our defender, the great captain of our salvation, our all-conquering shepherd king that none can stand against. And he's there even in the darkest and most dangerous valleys. And listen, knowing that, knowing his powerful protecting presence makes all the difference. That transforms everything. The Apostle John was in isolation, locked down, on his own, by himself, on an island far away from everything and everyone he knew and loved and held dear. And that's when Jesus appeared to him, the risen, glorious King. I wonder how you picture Jesus. Well, here's a biblical picture of Jesus. The risen Lord Jesus stands before John in Revelation chapter 1. And immediately John falls at his feet as though dead. He's so awestruck and terror-struck at the sight he sees. Jesus in his heavenly, glorified form. And John hears these words. Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I am the one who was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, the crucified, now risen King of Kings. And then this, I have the keys. And keys are symbolic of power and authority. I have the keys. I have the power. I have the authority. All power, all authority over death and hell. As you watch this today, I want to remind you, in this dark valley, in the next dark valley, in every dark valley, and in that final dark valley, death's dark valley, the one who's with us, the one who's standing guard over us, has all power and all authority. He's defeated death, and he's conquered the grave, and he's won the victory. And we need not fear any evil, for he is with us. That's constant comfort. Listen, I wouldn't want to be with anyone else. I wouldn't want anyone else to be with me at this time, or any other time of threat. I want to be with Jesus. I want Jesus to be with me. His presence and his protection. Well, there's only one issue left. What about you? Who's with you? Are you trying to face today, tomorrow, the future, this crisis, any crisis, the crisis of death, without him? I really hope not. Thankfully, you don't have to. The shepherd of Psalm 23, Jesus the shepherd, can be yours. Please contact us. Why not join us for Christianity Explored? Or right there where you are at home, come to Jesus Christ. Don't forget the trilogy we mentioned at the start, Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24, the whole sweep of God's saving plan, pointing forward to Jesus, suffering and dying on the cross to deal with our sin, then rising again that we might be forgiven and that we might become part of his flock. Why not ask him to be your shepherd and live the rest of your life in his presence and with his protection. And then you'll be able to say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We're going to sing about God's gift of grace in Jesus, our hope, our strong shepherd who's with us and will defend us in the deepest valley. God bless you.